The Billy Graham formula.
F plus C plus F equals D times 25% equals B. Sermon plus counseling plus follow-up equals decisions times 25% equals born-again experiences. Like Trotman and Bright, Billy Graham took measures to compensate for the fundamental flaw of Sunday evangelism. Even with the handicap of having to treat everyone who came forward as a convert, Graham fashioned a formula for success. His three-prong approach of excellent sermons, altar counseling and intensive follow-up by counselors and churches, provided penitents with numerous opportunities to hear the gospel and repent, resulting in, according to Graham, a possible 25% success rate. Although this seems like an improvement over the 5-10% success rate common in the 1800s, it is roughly equivalent when one considers the Graham Inquirer has numerous exposures to the gospel and personal counseling, equivalent to an 1800s inquirer attending an after-meeting, and then a minister visiting him at home, until God deigned to save him. According to Kel Richards, National Coordinator for BGIR Australia, on the 1994 Christian Life and Witness course video made for Australian BGIR counsellors, only 2% of conversions take place during the sermon, 48% during counselling, and 50% sometime during follow-up. When the previously cited 25% salvation rate is applied to these statistics, Graham's formula for success looks even better. If only a sermon is provided, just 0.5% of decisions will be effective. If a sermon plus altar counseling is provided, 12.5% of decisions will be effective. If a sermon plus altar counseling plus follow-up is provided, 25% of decisions for Christ will be effective.
Counseling and follow-up.
Every pastor and evangelist needs to listen to Billy Graham. I don't believe any man can come to Christ unless the Holy Spirit has prepared his heart. Second, I don't believe any man can come to Christ unless God draws him. My job is to proclaim the message. It's the Holy Spirit's job to do the work. And so I approach it with a great deal of relaxation now. There's the moment of conception, there's 9 months of gestation, there is birth. Now I believe that these people who come forward in our meetings to make a commitment, for some it is a moment of conception, for others it's another stage in gestation, for others it is birth into the kingdom of God. And for many it's completely spurious, and there's nothing to it. The period from conception to being born again is a stage of gestation or struggle of faith that can last for days, weeks, months or even years. Graham explained this spiritual phenomenon in his book, Peace with God. Not all conversions come as a sudden, brilliant flash of soul illumination that we call a crisis conversion. There are many others that are accomplished only after a long and difficult conflict with the inner motives of the person. With others, conversion comes at the climactic moment of a long period of a gradual conviction of their need and revelation of the plan of salvation. This prolonged process results in conscious acceptance of Christ as personal Savior, and in the yielding of life to Him. We may say therefore, that conversion can be an instantaneous event, a crisis in which the person receives a clear revelation of the love of God, or it can be a gradual unfoldment accompanied by a climactic moment at the time the line is crossed between darkness and light, between death and life everlasting. As stated earlier, Graham said in an interview with David Frost, that only a fourth of the decisions at his crusades results in people being eventually born again. The parable of the sower, in which Jesus indicated that there were four types of soil that the word of God lands on. And a fourth of those will go on to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ and become true disciples, but three-fourths of those will not. I've always thought in any group that comes forward to make a commitment, if I've preached the gospel faithfully, a fourth of them will be there 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. Regarding three-fourths of the people who came to the altar and made a decision for Christ, Graham said they would not be born again even with excellent counseling and extended follow-up. Regarding the remaining one-fourth, many had to go through a struggle of faith before being saved, which made excellent counseling and extended follow-up absolutely essential. Graham insisted on a maximum effort from counselors and participating churches. Counselors were to contact inquirers after the crusade within 48 hours, church ministers were to visit their homes, and Bible study programs were to begin immediately. I disavow any responsibility if the follow-up program cannot be handled by the ministers and the churches. I have come to the conclusion that the most important phase is the follow-up. The 5% effort to win mentor personal committal to Christ is over. The 95% effort to bring them to maturity in the fellowship of the churches is about to begin. With this in mind, Graham asked Dawson Trotman three times to use his navigator's experience to improve crusade counseling and follow-up. Trotman was no lover of massive